The author writes in response to letter, on keeping discourse civil even though we differ in letter, Chippewa renaming issue is symbolic of a deeper problem. To Ian Saunders via the editor, I did not expect to have an exchange of letters with you published in one of our esteemed community news sites over the past week. But this time you've piqued my curiosity and I'm nothing if not a curious cat. Firstly, a clarification on political labels. I understand the need for some shorthand when discussing differing viewpoints, left, right, socialist, liberal, conservative, and on, and I do use these terms. But let's agree that they can be loaded, unclear, and that most people aren't comfortable identifying with any of them. In fact, in many ways, my own worldview is too complex and ever-changing to feel just right under any banner. With all of that in mind, you'd still like to believe that the world is divided, in your words, into two factions, yours and mine. Both of which are trying to move us in opposite directions. You emphasized the word, opposite. Not different. Opposite. This is what has me curious. Political labels and my past political activities notwithstanding, we don't know each other. I admitted only to believing that we need to use our public institutions to address the grotesque and ever-growing gap in our country between the decadence of the rich and the despair of the poor. This gap pervades our system and makes us less efficient, less resilient, and fuels misery and mistrust. I also believe that real and historic social barriers represent a part of this failure. Is that not rational? On a daily basis, those of us who allow ourselves to notice that gap will see it on display right here in North Bay. I expect you will see it in North Carolina as well. And yet you proudly and publicly insist to my neighbors that you're my opposite. Why? An even more curious thing is that I believe you likely are, in fact, working in the opposite direction. Even more curious than that, I feel like those working in that direction are getting stronger every day. Why? If the world were divided into people trying to make our system fairer, and people working in the opposite direction, maybe that would be a good thing. Simpler. I know which side I'm on. I have a good idea of your pick. And while I can't seem to shake a growing sense of despair-induced cultural vertigo, I still think I know where the people of North Bay stand. Scott Robertson, North Bay. Editor's note. Robertson is a former North Bay City Councilor and federal NDP candidate in Nipissing, Timiskaming.